One presents the Dr. Demento Show. 2 hours of mad music.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, in.
We have interrupted our normal program to cooperate in security and civil defense measures as requested by the United States government. This is an emergency broadcast system.
Wait, merciful crap!
Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
This station will remain on the air to broadcast news, official information, and
Strike the Box with Chris on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Someone else's guy said, bye-bye, Father Time. Bye-bye, Father Time. Bye-bye, Father Time. Bye-bye, bye-bye, so long. I made it through the daylight, I was moving kind of slow. And everywhere I turned, I felt the autumn breezes blow. I went home kind of tired, but I shook off all the rust. Bye-bye, Father Time, I got to leave you in the dust. I said,
I'll always be around. the fire in the gills, and you have to stay one more day. Then I'm the one who turned the desert to a lake. Reflect the beauty of your face. Cool water to wash the past away. Heartaches to wither and fade. And I'm the one who's gonna make a decision. All your troubles gotta bend to my will.
Side table, Batman?
Just looking, thanks. I'll stand at the bar. I shouldn't wish to attract attention.
WMFO, MFN 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. I am Chris. This is Strike the Box. Yay! Back after 2 weeks. And here I am. We just finished off with Chris D and the Divine Horsemen with Time Stands Still. Comes off of the Enigma Variations LP, released by Enigma back in 1985. I had the cassette back in 1985, and I played that thing over and over and over. I was lucky enough to find a version on the internet of that album. Because I had to say, that was probably one of my favorite albums of all time back in the mid-80s. And I still love a bunch of songs that's on it right now. We started things off, though, with some Dean Landu with Bye Bye Father Time. New single he has released this year, so please check out his Bandcamp page, Dean Landau, who's checking in on Facebook. We're trading some messages back and forth. I see that Trish is out there. I think Jim's out there. Anybody see Mike? Where's Mike? Somebody find Mike. Ooh, my song's about to end, so here is some Stop Calling Me Frank next here on WMFO Strike the Box.
Thank you.
from their new LP called Pop Masters, that's Flash Cubes, with Forget About You off of Big Star Records, so please check them out. We started things off in that set with Stop Calling Me Frank with Ollie Oxenfree. You remember that, come on, don't you? When you're a little kid playing like Relivio or something, you always used to yell, Ollie Oxenfree! Yes, I know I'm dating myself. It's a single from Rumbar Records. Patti Smith Group with Dancing Barefoot comes off her Wave LP way back in 1979 off of Arista. The Kinks, the song I don't think I've played in the 20 plus years I've been here. I've always had this song. I don't think I've played it, but I finally did play it. Everybody's Gonna Be Happy. Originally on the Kinda Kinks LP from 1965 off of Reprise, I have it off of my High Fidelity soundtrack. Some Johnny Thunders with You Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory from his So Alone on Real Records. And as I said, we finished up with the Flash Cubes. We also, I forgot to tell you, the number two song that we had in our first set was the Rolling Stone with Time Is On My Side from their 12x5 LP back in 1964. And as Dean said, oh, you're doing a theme, a time theme. Yeah, a theme of time, something like that. Usually my first three songs somehow or another play together some way, I think. I don't know. The three songs I have usually are put in the computer and are ready to go once the show starts. And from there, it is freaking freeform. I have some songs that I know I'm going to play. Sometimes I get to them, sometimes I don't. I know I want to get to this next one from Lisa Beat and the Liars, which is brand new, coming up here on Strike the Box. Don't worry, Trish. PSA next break. And has anybody seen Mike? We'll be right back.
back when at the county jail, like Tammy Trapeze, the dead acrobat. Ooh, I dig her deeply when she swings like that. Sheena's in a goth game. Sheena's in a goth game.
Pardon me for interrupting, but there's something I must explain. You see, the songs that you've just heard were all on single records. And sometime between Queen of the Hop and Dream Lover, I went in to record my first album. It was called That's All. And one of the things in the album was a song that changed my entire life. I'm not going to tell you which song it was, but I'll be singing it for as long as I live. So if you'll sharpen up your fingers, we'll begin.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe. And it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone's sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Now did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now did he dive up?
Ho, ho.
Yeah. And Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town.
Hey, I see you pointing to the right. This is making me want to have some margaritas right now, but that's later on tonight. We just finished here with the Spackles. Chihuahua. With Shakes. That's all I'll have tomorrow morning. Off of their single Happy to See You from Rumbar Records, we started things off with some Lisa Beat and the Liars with Italian Sun. It's an EP called Sheena is a Beat Rocker that you can get off of Chaputa Records. And I want to thank Chaputa Records for sending some promos over to Strike the Box. Thank you, Chaputa. Keep sending them. I'll play them. Heard some Beatles. Dean wanted to hear Ticket to Ride. Of course, we play the mono version of Ticket to Ride. That's off of Help, the Capitol version from 1965. The Cramps with Sheena is a Goth Gang. Get it from Big Beat from Badsville LP, released back in 1979 off of Ipitha. I think that's how you... Ipitha? Something like that. I have it on a compilation from Bill Kelly called Real Real Rock and Roll Volume 15. Some Bobby Darin. I didn't realize we had the spoken part in the beginning there. With Mac the Knife off of the Bobby Darin story. Originally released that song back in 1959 off of Atco. And if you did some history, you would realize that Mac the Knife in German is Die Mutter von Machimesser. It's a German-composed song from 1928 in London. Google it or Wikipedia it. Hey, did you know 91.5 FM College Radio? Let me start that again. Did you know 91.5 FM is college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, which is in Medford, check out some underground radio over at WUML and Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley. It's actually Wellesley, not Wellesley. Broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And just keep tuning in here at 91.5. Or just go to the... Well, no, we don't have an app. But go to the internet. Yeah, whatever. His new music by... Fade this up. Click that right. And let's listen to some new music by Soraya.
Over. yeah. And now for something completely different.
Dear buddy, ain't nothing much going on here. You know, I sure do envy you over there in Vietnam. Right in the thick of things. Bet you never had a dull moment out there, old boy. Say, I went to see your wife last night. Read all your letters. They was a little bit mushy, but I don't blame you. Santa's a swell girl. A wonderful figure. Good looks and, oh boy, what a personality. You know the guy still whistle at her when she walked down the street? Oh, and your brother-in-law Sam dropped in. He was wearing that brown suit you bought, you know, one you bought just before you left. Sally gave it to him because she thought it would be out of style by the time you got back. Several other couples came and we had a few we wanted to chip in and pay for it, but you know, Sally, she wouldn't let us. She said you send her $10 extra to spend just the way she wanted to. Oh, and one of the guys are buying your golf clubs too. He paid Sally $25 for the set. He's gonna pick them up tomorrow. Man, that's a lot more than she got for your movie camera and projector. Boy, that Sally was the life of the party. Of course, I thought she'd be a little shook up after the accident in your Mustang. But you know, you would never known that she was in a head-on collision. She tore your car all to pieces. Of course, the other driver's still in the hospital and he threatened to sue. It's too bad Sally forgot to pay the insurance. But the funny thing is, she isn't a bit worried about the thing. We admire her for that. Especially her willingness to mortgage the house to pay the damage. But it's a good thing you gave up power of attorney before you left, I tell you. Oh, to get back to the party, you should have seen Sally doing that imitation of Gypsy Rose Lee. Man, you know she's got the figure. I was still going strong when we all said goodbye to her and Clyde. You know, Clyde is rooming at the house now. It's so close to his work and he saves money on gas and lunch. You know, there's nothing much new with me except my wife got a raise. She makes $95 a week and we do pretty good with the $100 I bring in from the office. Well, old boy, it's getting late, so I guess I better stop. I can see through the window across the street over to your front porch. Sally and Clyde are having a little nightcap. Oh, and Clyde is wearing your old smoking jacket. You know, the one you used to wear so much. Well, buddy, I sure wish I could be there with you, but you lucky stiff, you. Give those VSCs the devil. Don't forget to write. Bye-bye, buddy.
You dick!